Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, it's time for the wisdom moment. You know, we always correspond with a day of the month with the chapter of Proverbs, because Proverbs has 31 chapters in it. And today is the 19th. And we looked at the 19th chapter. And the one proverb we're going to talk about today is Proverbs 19:17. It's a real good one. My goodness, they're all good. You know, think about, you know, it's like going to a grocery store and everything on the shelf is good when you're in God's Word. It's like, oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. But today, what's what we're going to focus on. The Word of God says, this is wisdom. Proverbs 19:17. He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him for what he's done. Let me say that again. He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him for what he has done. I mean, think about it. You know, you hear a lot of great things going on, and you can hear about, you know, more and as a subscriber to, you know, who you're calling good, you know, good works, because a lot of times people try to do good things, and it really is good to be good to the poor. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the church has turned to government to be the one who's going to be good to the poor. And it's like, if you want the personal blessing, if you want God, you know, to reward you, you know, you're going to need to personally be kind to the poor. You're going to need to lend to the poor. Think about this. If you, whatever you do for someone in need with a right heart, God sees that and he rewards that. He's into that. I know, you know, a lot of our, you know, mindsets today and our philosophies and things that are being taught, you know, it's just like, well, you know, they need to pull themselves up by the bootstraps. Well, you know, God wants us to be involved in the affairs of those who are in need. And there are those that won't listen and that type of thing. And, you know, you try to help them out. But it's just, he that is kind to the poor lends to God, and God will reward him. If you're in crisis, let me think about this. Do you want to be rewarded by God?
Yeah.
You know, not rewarded in the context of saying, you know, hey, I get something to write off of my taxes. You know, it's like, I don't want a disbursement of my finances, so I have an end of the year balance sheet that looks better. No, I'm talking about only person that knows this is you and God and that person that you gave something to. I mean, and give it with your right hand. And take your left hand and put it behind your back. And that way, even your left hand won't even know what your right hand did. Isn't that what Jesus said to do?
Yeah.
He's don't even let your right hand know what your left hand's doing. And so, and he that sees in secret will reward you openly. Mm-hmm. You know, and one of the ways, you know, we're going to move into a third great awakening is when we get our eyes off ourselves and get our eyes on those who have needs. I mean, there are those that their occupation is to drain the resources of anybody who literally is like a stronghold on their life, secondhand stronghold, and they'll just suck the finances dry from that individual, and that's what they do. And they go from place to place to place, and they're just. But there's other people who are just in need. They just need a hug. They just need some food. They just need. This is where you go to get this. You know, they may need a ride, or they may need something. You know, mm-hmm. And I know that Barbara does that in Houston. She goes out and they feed the homeless and blankets and Bibles and all those wonderful things they do up there. You know, we partner also here locally in our city with Streets in the Lanes, who goes directly also, just like Barbara does, right to those people on the streets. I love that. I love that, where the ministry goes right to the individual. I mean, you know, go right to the person and give them, you know, hygiene materials, give them a Bible, give them a blanket, give them a tent. I mean, right in their hands. There's something about when it goes through something, you know, a tent and a sleeping bag and a sandwich comes out, like, here's your coupon to go to McDonald's. It comes out differently for some reason. I don't know why.
Right.
And besides, they're getting the reward because they're the ones giving it. You're not giving it. There's something special about when it leaves your hand and goes to the person's hand that has need. And So he says that he that is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he'll reward them for what he's done. So you can, I truly believe this. You can give your way out of crisis. I mean, you could be in a place that you just, it makes no financial sense where you're at. You know, it makes no, it just does not, you know, you're thinking there's no way out of this. And then it's time to become an extravagant giver then. Because first of all, you know, when you give, it'll be given to you. Whatever measure you give, it'll be measured back. But just start being kind and being nice to people. And in the name of Jesus, let them know that, you know, God laid you on my heart. And I'm out here trying to find somebody to be kind to. And somebody says, well, you know, they've been out here, you know, for such and such time. It's before God. You know, we don't have to evaluate these things. So there's plenty of needy people. I got a picture from John up in, no, Teresa probably up in New York. I think it was in New York. And it has the guy sitting on a bucket, and he says he needs finances. But also he said, we take credit cards.
No way.
I guess he had one of those phones you can slide a card over. He's like, I think I'm going to give you cash or a sandwich. I'm not going to give you my credit card number. I don't know why. Could be, I don't know. This is not wisdom. We're all about wisdom, right? But, yeah, so I'll encourage you then. So believe it or not, if you don't have enough, you know, if what's in your hand does not meet your need, then what's in your hand could be your seed, because God says he's going to reward you for that, you know. And don't sow your seed outside of your responsibility. I mean, if there's hungry people in your streets, feed those hungry people. You know, if there's a need, you know, in your immediate gathering, church gathering, find it and meet it, you know. If there is... you just want to just sow. And, you know, some people are like sowing, you know, they get touched in their heart and they live in New Jersey, for example, but they're sowing in New Mexico. And it's like, why is New Jersey dying? Because you just sowed your seed over New Mexico, you know, sow it, you know, where you're living at, and bless those people and be a light that's right there. So I encourage you this morning, this morning's wisdom is Proverbs 19:17. He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, he will reward him for what he has done. Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome.
It makes you just want to give, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we'd pull over and just like, oh my goodness, I carry, you know, well, some stuff. You got to be ready. Well, Pat carries in his car lots of money.
Oh, great.
Looking for an opportunity to give. It's so cool. Yeah. I mean, it's just so cool to give. And it just feels really, really good. You know, and I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. Somebody says, well, I don't have much. Well, just give what you can. And sometimes if you don't have any money, make a sandwich. How much? You can take one loaf of bread, one jar of mayonnaise, and one thing of mustard. Mustard is probably what? A quarter. You know, I don't know what mustard costs. I really don't know what anything costs, actually. And I have to check with Donna on that. But the, and some bologna or something like that, you know, and just make, you know, 30 sandwiches. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't have any food and somebody gives you two sandwiches, that's like, whoa, that is just so nice. And you could take, and that probably would cost you about $5 to do something like that. $5. Mm-hmm. Think about it, $5, a Starbucks coffee, you know, you can make, what, 10 sandwiches.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
That's awesome.
Oh, my goodness. So, hey, do it today. As a matter of fact, we're going to be starting soon on VFN Radio, Links of Kindness. I mean, this is an early announcement about it, but we're very excited about Links of Kindness. You know, about, you know, he says, let your light shine amongst men. Let your good works be seen so that God would be praised. And it's real cool because it's about, you know, you being kind to someone, and once you're kind to them, you pass the card. And the card says, you know, you just experienced an act of kindness. Don't be the missing link. Pass it on. And so that person, you know, is kind to someone else. And next thing you know, you exponentially created the light of kindness in your community. You know, you never know. That thing may come back around and meet you, and somebody will be kind to you because you were kind to somebody else. Because he does say, you reap.
What you sow?
What you sow.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.